You will never be a real Nazi. You have no gas chambers. You have no mass assassination plots. You have no political power. You are a 15-year-old boy warped by internet lunatics, attempting to be unique and edgy into a crude mockery of a non-existent regime. All the political support you get is two-faced and half-hearted. Behind your back, people mock you. Your parents are disgusted and ashamed of you. Your friends laugh at your hateful beliefs behind closed doors. People are utterly repulsed by you. Decades of political evolution have allowed people to realize your actual intentions. Even the real Nazis would laugh at you were they still alive. Your dog whistles are a dead giveaway. And even if you do succeed in convincing anybody of your fringe beliefs, it'll only be another sad teenager in one of your Discord echo chambers. You will never be happy. You wrench out a fake smile every single morning and tell yourself it's going to be okay. But deep inside, you feel the depression creeping up like a weed, ready to crush you under the unbearable weight. Eventually, it'll be too much to bear. You'll buy a rope, tie a noose, put it around your neck, and follow your dear leader by killing yourself. Your parents will find you, heartbroken but relieved that they no longer have to live with the unbearable shame and disappointment. They'll bury you with a headstone marked with your birth name, and every passerby for the rest of eternity will know a member of the master race is buried there. Your body will decay and go back to the dust, and all that will remain of your legacy is a political ideology that is unmistakably a failure. This is your fate. This is what you chose. There is no turning back.